every day. Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
You know we need them, yeah. We need them, we need those strategies. I'm talking about those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living Radio. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. And we happen to be broadcasting in one of our very favorite places.
That's right.
The Balanced Life Wellness Center. Stacy Slaybaugh is right here with us. How you doing, Stacey?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm stressed.
Are you fine? You're stressed.
I'm stressed, yeah.
Oh, well, we got to talk about that.
Yeah, but I'm fine. I really am. I'm fine.
You're fine.
I'm fine.
You know, you got to be careful about using the word fine.
I know. I know. Yeah. But you can't say that. We're a family show. You can't say that on the radio.
That's fair.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
But, you know, the thing is that a lot of people, there's a lot of us today, and we really do think we're fine, that we're mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, you have a way to measure not only in the body, but in the energy body mm-hmm. of what's going on. And sometimes you can pick up and see something very different, can't
mm-hmm.
you?
I can.
Yeah.
I can. I now have kind of three different tests that I've recently been starting to put together. And I've been getting some pictures that people aren't aware of.
And so
they're not fine.
They're not fine.
Not as fine as they think they are. Not as fine as they want to tell themselves they are.
And so we're going to talk a bit about that today. We're going to talk about, how life today, we just kind of get on a, we kind of get on a path. We kind of get on a kind of a rolling.
Well, it's kind of like the frog in boiling water, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that old story. Yeah,
you don't recognize it because you've been sitting in it.
Yeah, for
it
so
just
long.
Subtly grows over time.
So we're gonna talk a little bit about that today.
Yeah,
take that apart, see what we can do with it, and talk about some solutions that are available to all of us right here at the Balanced Life Wellness Center. Can we do that?
I like it.
All right. That's today's topic here on Strategies for Living. Folks, thanks for joining us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Balanced Life Wellness Center and the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing,
Oof.
Learning RX, and Fertitas Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. Are you fine? Well, stay with us. We may have some things to...
Maybe not.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll be right back here on Strategies for Living. David McMillan and Stacy Slaybaugh. Yeah, Dr. Stacy Slaybaugh. Well, you know, we all owe her a debt of gratitude. Because,
oh boy,
you know, we really do. because you know, I don't want to reveal too much, but I mean, she thought she wanted to be a counselor, and so she pursued that, and it was an important part. But somewhere along the way, she learned a lot about energy and energy medicine and what was going on with. You know, we're
beyond the mind.
Beyond the mind. Yeah.
That's good. And how it all interrelates.
And so literally, she founded the Balanced Life Wellness Center after getting her PhD.
It has brought something incredibly special to our area.
It really has. Yeah. A healing center like no other. 617 East Kings Highway. And we're broadcasting here right now. We love to come here. And, you know, because there's an energy when you walk into this space before Stacy does anything to help us.
The space welcomes
and you feel the healing energy. And, you know, some people may be listening to me and saying, okay, David, you're getting a little woo-woo here. But... Stacy,
well,
come in and check it out for yourself. You've heard this over and over from
all different types of people. Yes,
and you know this space, and folks, if you're a long time hanging around Shreveport-Bossier City, a lot of you will know some of this space. It's the old Centenary Hardware.
Yep,
it's where you know we used to come drink a cup of coffee and find the nuts and the bolts that we needed. Or we were working on a project and we needed a little help here or a little help there. And then after Centenary Hardware, you know, went on for years, it was Shreveport Music Company. And so it a lot of beautiful sound, a lot of beautiful music was in here.
And so Stacy came in and combined the two.
Yeah. And so literally, but not for fixing widgets,
right?
Are not for fixing guitars or whatever
for
other musical.
Tuning a much more important instrument, than your guitar,
or your
piano.
Yep, we would be talking our energy system,
bodies,
our bodies,
the
minds.
The player of the instrument. Yeah,
yeah.
This physical thing we walk around in.
All right, so you deal with there are some people who get curious and have been curious, and that's wonderful. They come in. And they just want to experience the energy balancing and the things that you do. And you ask them, what's going on? Oh, not much. And then you begin to look into it. Talk a little bit about that in terms of what you see sometimes of our stress.
Stressed world. And it is, I have witnessed a growing phenomenon of whether it's people walking in here, or I would say probably more so when I encounter people maybe on the outside and start talking to them, and they'll say, what do you do? Tell me about it. They're trying to understand everything I do.
Right.
Oh, that would be great for so-and-so. My daughter needs to come see you. And this is like across the board, just
anybody
nonstop.
but me right,
my daughter needs to come to you, my mom needs to come to you, my husband needs to come to you. And so I'm realizing how conditioned we are at society. First of all, we've normalized our stress. We think that the way we're living, and that includes me, we think that the way we're living is normal. We think that wearing our bodies
we're
out,
not designed to live this
no,
way
we're not we? We're yeah. not we're not designed to live this, and we've gotten so far out of tune and out of God's character, I guess. I will say that we think this is normal. And so we project and deflect, and we just want to point the finger anywhere but taking a strong, hard look at ourselves.
Where are some of the places that it does show up, Stacy? I know you when you look into it, you see it, but then you start telling people what you see, and they say, what are some of the places that it really shows up in our
Sometimes it's I'm improving at this. I kind of have a little bit of what Lauren has, but I can see the light in people.
Right.
And we all can if we start becoming more and more aware of it.
Right.
But I can look at someone and I can see that their light bulb is like,
it's a little dim.
Yep. Yeah. Shorting out. It's wanting some recharge, some juice there. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes that's just what I'll see. Yeah. And I'll look at people and say, you know, are you okay? You know, let's do a recharge. Let's retune the body. And then it can get, I mean, that's the lighter end. That's when I can just literally look across the room at somebody and think, you're stressed. Mm-hmm. You need to be plugged back in. But when we don't plug back in, when we don't take it at that first sign of just feeling drained and fatigued, and someone like me looking and being able to see your light is now dim, if we don't address it then we're moving into much more serious problems that just continually to progress, mm-hmm. that again, we often call a normal part of life. Oh, and I'm 40 years old, this hurts. I'm 40 years old, that's failing.
They turn into physical issues.
It's physical issues, or we're
so
just
it could
exhausted.
Be headaches. It could be joint issues, mm-hmm. and problems.
Fatigue,
yeah.
Weight gain.
Yeah. Lack of energy. Mm-hmm. I just don't have the energy.
I just don't have the energy. Depression.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so, I mean, again, it shows up in a lot of places. And it affects a lot of our lives, including something that we really rely upon to self-heal, which is our sleeping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
you know, if we're not getting, I mean, really 8 hours of sleep, and you can find all these studies, and people will say tie certain hours to certain ages, and when you're really young, you need more, and then you hit middle age, and you could kind of go with a little less, and you get older, da-da-da-da-da. But really, I mean, on average, we need 7 to 8 hours minimum of sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know so many people now who have been conditioned to believe that, oh, I get, you know, six. 5 or 6 hours. Yeah. I get plenty of sleep.
I'm fine.
I'm sleeping from 9 o'clock to 3 a.m., you know, and then you're waking up at 3 a.m. and thinking that you're functioning
at your best.
At your best, you know, after that, and you're not.
Right.
No, I had the experience the other. I usually sleep pretty well. Electricity went off on us the other evening, and it, you know, I was already in one of those. I'd turned over, and so I was when I heard everything shut down, and mm-hmm. of course you immediately grab your phone and you. Like, start to make the report, mm-hmm. and nowadays they want to know when you're making the report. They want to know, have you done this? Are your neighbor's lights off?
Right.
Have you switched?
So by this
the
time you're
breaker.
Wide awake.
So now I'm wide awake because I've got to go look to see just if the neighbor's lights
around.
Are off.
Right.
I've got to wander around, and so I had the experience just recently, and thankfully SWEPCO did a great job. They had us back on in just a few minutes, but. You know, now I'm awake a while.
Yeah.
And so
and that's an hour.
And another hour, it's time to get up. You know, I had the experience, the real life experience
makes
of
a huge difference
functioning, trying to function, mm-hmm. Normal, quote unquote, normally.
Right.
On about 4.5 hours or so of sleep.
It and you
makes
couldn't
a
really
huge
do
difference.
It.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you did it. You do it, but you just push through it.
It's one of those things. I don't know how I did in college.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
We can all
that.
Think back to our younger days and realize, like, wow, I really pushed.
What was going on?
But you know, God is a pretty miraculous creator.
Amen.
And He created sleep. For a purpose, because it is when our bodies reset,
mm-hmm.
and they do reset. And I know tons of
and
people
clean.
Who have different circadian rhythms and different body sets, and they say that they sleep just fine during the day, or they have jobs that force them to, and that's completely understandable. But our body works really between the hours of about 10 to 5 or 6 in the morning
mm-hmm.
to. It goes through your entire system, and each of your organs throughout the night mm-hmm. goes through a reset.
It goes through its own cleansing and detox process. And if you wake up and interrupt that process, then
you're stressing your physical body because you're not allowing it to regenerate, heal itself,
right.
to do what it needs to do to continue functioning normally.
Right. You know, the thing is that, we'll take a break here in a couple minutes, but I want to come back and I want to talk about one of the biggest issues that we all have is literally our nervous system literacy.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Literacy.
And it's kind of the missing link, if you will.
People don't understand it.
We don't know how we work.
Yeah.
Even people who go into some type of medical training, mm-hmm. nurses and doctors mm-hmm. and PAs mm-hmm. and all of that, we have a lot of those folks around. There's not necessarily a whole lot of training.
There's not. I actually have a physician that is a client of mine that admitted to me that they're not trained on a lot of this stuff.
Right.
Yeah, she told me what they're trained on. And don't get me wrong, I'm not discrediting. Of course, they are smart and brilliant and everything else. And she is good in what she does, but she was honest enough to admit that a lot of what I'm doing, a lot of natural healing, a lot mm-hmm. of the body, the nervous system, how it all works in that regard, they're not trained on that.
Right, because in modern science, very reductionist, it's very separated. And a lot of what you do is bringing together a more whole, united being.
Because we are.
When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this nervous system literacy. We all really need to know that it's our body. Our body really keeps the score.
Yes.
And, chronic stress, we've touched on this. It's kind of the new normal, but it doesn't have to be. That's a real problem. We'll talk about all of that and more. We're at the Balanced Life Wellness Center, 617 Kings Highway, East Kings Highway here in Shreveport. Next Strong's, and if I can keep my microphone up, we'll stay here. TheBalancedLife.us. We're with Stacy Slabaugh, and we've got more to discuss here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will, too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want to holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategy.
And here we are, Strategies for Living, that
strategies
is.
For living,
and I'm glad you're with us here on Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Dr. Stacy Slayball, because we are at the Balanced Life Wellness Center, 617 East Kings Highway, next to Strawn's in Shreveport. I'm David McMillan. You can find out more about The Balanced Life at thebalancedlife.us. In fact, you can check it out. You can even make an appointment there. You can also call 318-726-2506 and get a lot of your questions answered in that way. But give a call, thebalancedlife.us. Okay, so Stacy, nervous system literacy.
Right.
Literally is a massive, massive problem for us. A lot of us just don't have any, even if we've got some medical training, we don't really have an idea of what it means to feel. What does regulated feel like, right?
We really don't have an idea. I don't think, I mean, very few people in today's society, and I think this has been going on for generations, and it just progressively gets worse, which is why now the vast majority of people don't know what it is like to live in a constant state in the parasympathetic nervous system, which is where we're supposed to live, right? And you can equate that. I always remember that. If you don't know anything about the parasympathetic nervous system or the sympathetic nervous system, parasympathetic is peace.
Yeah.
We're supposed to live in peace and harmony, and our body is supposed to work in that fashion.
But our normal is to feel
the sympathetic nervous system, to feel stressed.
Feel on edge.
Live in that fight or flight. And so we have now lived, and our bodies were never created to do that.
No.
So we're doing great harm to our bodies because we're living in a constant state of fight or flight.
Right.
All right. So when I come into the Balanced Life Wellness Center, really that's where the work starts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that when people come in. And there's a lot to offer here. There's biofield tuning.
Yep.
There's kind of scalar the newest
energy,
thing in the area, scalar energy. Lots more, too. But those are big.
The two big things.
Two big deals. What happens when someone comes in and says, okay, tell me what you got. Show me what are we going to do here?
The very first thing I'm going to do is we're going to do 1, 2, 3, depending on the severity of, or what you feel the severity of the situation is, tests so that I can kind of not just paint a picture for myself, but really paint a picture for you.
Right.
Because especially when I combine these three, they all come together that presents overwhelming evidence that is very hard to refute for you to go, oh, that's what my body's doing.
This is not the type of test
that's
that you're going to go to your doctor.
Nothing is invasive.
And nothing's in, you know, you're not going to take blood. You're not going to do anything like that.
Nothing
right?
like that. Two of them are scans. They just run on different programs to give me a little bit different things for the programs. One of them is actually a pretty long questionnaire about your overall health, diet, nutrition, and overall health.
Right.
And what you're feeling. It's a kind of a symptoms questionnaire.
Right.
You know, what do you know? And of course, it's targeted specific questions that help paint this picture.
Right.
You know, what symptoms do you have? What is your daily bodily routine?
Right.
You know, what's going on in your life? And that pretty closely matches up to the hand scan that I have you do. That's the easiest. Only takes just a few minutes. And then you go home, spend a little more time to do the questionnaire. But then I can show you that those two things really line up.
When you put all of that together, what emerges is a pretty good picture of exactly what's going on that might not be all showing up yet externally, right?
Well, or it seems to, it might not be showing up externally. That is quite common. But also it could be showing up in seemingly disparate
ways,
areas that we don't think connect.
Okay.
And so I'll give an example. I had an older lady come in. She's been coming in for a while and complaining about, you know, kind of one problem after another. And this problem, that problem. Oh, well, now I'm feeling this. Well, you've helped clear up this, but now it's this.
Right.
And so I had been coming to the point that her liver is really overloaded. And so we can kind of target and do some work there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she started complaining of other symptoms. And so that's really, she's one of the first ones that I said, okay, let me have you fill out this questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes time, but if you'll do it truly, honestly, and accurately, and then
great investment of time in yourself.
It is truly a great investment. And so then, so she filled out the questionnaire. We did a new hand scan. which, like you said, takes only just a few minutes. And when I took the time to really go over those, this lady is in like chronic adrenal failure.
Mm. Wow.
Like her body is basically giving up on her.
Mm.
And yeah, because just of that nervous system.
Pumping out
right.
Cortisol.
And you go, yes, pumping out cortisol left and right, which weight gain was one of her issues.
Okay, sure.
And so she has been living for a long time, I think, in a chronic state of fight or flight, mm-hmm. chronic sympathetic nervous system state. If you talk to her and ask her about her emotions, she's going to be like, nope, I'm fine. I'm good. I don't have any. Oh, you know, a few years ago this happened. And, you know,
oh, and this has happened.
A long
yeah.
time ago that happened. But yeah. I'm good. Yeah. I mean, I dealt with that and that's all fine.
Yeah. And I don't think that's uncommon.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in my practice with clients, I've noticed that as we start to uncover, you know, the trauma and we actually do some healing, they enter this period where they really have to, they feel like they're lazy. Mm-hmm. They have to rest. Mm-hmm. Like there's this really important, like suddenly they shift into parasympathetic.
Right. And they don't know how it feels.
It's foreign.
Yeah. It's completely foreign. Yeah. I see that too. Yeah. And they get very uncomfortable for a little while because it's so foreign.
And it's so important to move into that and give your body that rest.
That is the only way your body can truly heal. So whatever problem you have, getting your nervous system regulated is the only way. You know, you can be on any other Western medicine protocol, and that's fine. And sometimes that's needed. But if you're on that protocol or you're taking all these medicines and you're doing all these things, but you're not regulating your nervous system and figuring out, learning, you know, calming those adrenals, calming, getting the thyroid back active again, and just calming that overall nervous system and bringing it back into balance, then it kind of, I mean, I hate to say it, sometimes it almost doesn't matter what pills you're taking or what you're doing because your body is not in a state, in a healing place.
But that's one of the beautiful things about the work that you do at the Balanced Life, because nobody has, if you're currently on some type of medication or treatment, medical treatment, you don't need to stop it.
Right, right.
And in many cases, by coming and doing the energy work, you're going to, whatever treatment you may be on, quote unquote, miraculously sometimes begins to work.
Then begins to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've seen that happen too. I had a young man that just said he hadn't felt like himself for years. And he's like, I don't know what's going on. He had been on medication. He'd been seeing, you know, other things. And he looked me up and he came in and, you know, he's in his 30s and said, all I can say after three sessions is I feel like myself again. Like I forgot what it felt like to be. And he, you know, was in the military, fire department, all these things. So, of course, his body has seen and experienced trauma.
Mm. Yeah.
And again, especially in men who are in those professions, they think that the body's just supposed to just go through that and continue to function normally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that your body's a machine.
Right.
That can just continue to function despite the trauma that you're putting it through, whether necessary or whatever.
But even if we look at our body as a machine, if we choose to do that, you're not going to run a machine 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at the max. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, you know, there's an analogy about a car and something I printed out. What is it? It says, you wouldn't wait for your engine to explode to change the oil.
Right.
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 Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. So even if our body is a machine, you know, any other machine, run it continuously without taking care of it, unplugging it, resetting it.
We know what's going to happen. It's inevitable.
It, you know, gassing it up, oiling it up,
and
all the things we need to do.
And I think we've got to get a lot better at listening to when the warning lights come on. Because I don't think we recognize them anymore.
We don't.
We're blind.
We're blind to them.
Yeah.
And we've entered an era that we would much rather project, deflect, and look at someone else's warning lights.
Yeah.
And try to fix all their warning lights.
Those lights are coming on from out there.
Hey, you need to go get help. Your lights are on. I can see them. And we won't look in the mirror.
Well, here's the deal. And there's a wonderful book out there written by Dr. Basil van der Kolk.
Yes.
It's called The Body
Keeps
the Score. And that's a beautiful title.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so 100% true. But so many of us, again, the combination of really being illiterate when it comes to our nervous system, plus ignoring, pushing through and ignoring what our body's sending to us.
Yeah. Right.
Really gets us into trouble.
I tell people all the time when they say, you know, oh, well, because oftentimes when I'm tuning, I can feel into your field and I can say, you know, something significant happened, you know, around this age or 10 years ago or 5 years ago or whatever. There's, you know, there's a spot of dissonance here in your field. And I can feel that, you know, what happened. Oh, well, that's when this happened. And inevitably, they will go into a pretty traumatic story of something that happened. And, you know, it doesn't have to be abuse or, you know, but I mean, a lot of stuff our body interprets as trauma. And so, but we have to keep going in life. We know we have to keep going. And we're kind of programmed just to keep going. And so I often use the analogy of, I said, you think you shooed that away, you know, and you putting your hand up and you think you're just, oh, I got to keep going. I don't have time for that. And you put your hand up and you're shooing it away
from
your body.
But stress doesn't go away.
Stress does not go away. You are never shooing it away from your body. So then I equate it to the trash compactor. I'm like, no, you're just pushing it deeper and deeper and deeper and burying it. And it buries for a while. You can keep pushing it down.
It's kind of
just
stinky.
Like every, it's stinky, but you can keep pushing it down there and ignoring it. But that's exactly what you're doing. And your body is storing it. And your body can only take so much before you open that trash compactor bin and all the nasty trash is coming out.
And it's going to give us some signals along the way. The signals may be increased pain. It may be weight gain, as you've said. It may be a problem sleeping. It may be inflammation in the body that
continuous infections.
I'm getting more colds, and when the colds or infections come, I have a harder time recovering from them.
Right.
All of that is maybe our body telling us, hey, take a time out. Why don't you go to the Balanced Life Wellness Center, 617 East Kings Highway, next to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us, 318-726-2506. Talking to Stacy Slaybaugh today at the Balanced Life Wellness Center. More to come here on Strategies. Stay with us.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive. With flavors from the family, passed down to survive. The Godfather's here, with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Facing the same old problems day to day, makes you wonder how I'll get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
That's us. We're here. Radio. Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Dr. Stacy Slaybaugh, because we're hanging out at the Balanced Life Wellness Center. Great place to hang out.
Talk about good vibes.
I was going to say, you don't even know how fitting that little, my ringtone is, Bob Marley. Everybody laughs at me when my phone rings. And I go, that would be you. A Bob Marley ringtone.
I love it.
Yeah, don't worry, be happy.
Of course.
Everything's going to be all
right. What else would it be?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Balanced Life Wellness Center, 617 East Kings Highway. It's right next door to Strong's, right across from Centenary College. TheBalancedLife.us. You can get a lot of information. Great website. Mm-hmm. And it's designed that you can get a lot of questions answered. And you can even book your appointments.
Yes.
At TheBalancedLife.us.
Yes, right there.
Yeah. Or you can call 318-726-2506. All right. So we do have this... This chronic stress thing has become our new normal, and that's really a problem. So what can we do? Because stress management, you know, we may look at it and say, okay, I got to stop and do it. But it's not a luxury, right?
No, it is not a luxury. Yeah. It is, well, I've got here, it's strategic, but it is for your very survival.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, back to pointing our finger at the other people or saying they need help, you know, that can come from a wonderful place because we love our loved ones. Mm-hmm. We love our kids, our spouses, our partners, our, you know, family and our closest friends. And so we do want to see them better, in a better place.
Yeah.
And so that can come from a fantastic place to say, oh, they need help.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be able to help them or take care of them as a friend, family member, mother, you know, whatever, if you have an empty cup.
Absolutely.
You cannot pour from an empty cup.
There you go. So I may want to give you a drink of water, you know, in the worst way, but if I've let my water run dry.
Completely dry. Yeah. So when you've run yourself sick with chronic infections and you're always in the bed or in the hospital or, God forbid, any worse than that, you know, how are you then going to help, you know, the loved ones that I know you care about when you're pointing a finger at them?
And if I push myself, if I go and go and go and go, and I push myself to a point where, you know, my health just is collapsing around me, the process of recovery is extended and longer, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's much longer to recover, much harder. Not just physically, but emotionally and mentally, you know, then we're drug further down into a negative mindset, a negative spiral. You know, we may have heard more negative things than at that point that doctors or people have whispered in our ear that this is not curable or that you're just going to have to live this way forever. And it gets us locked and trapped. And so if we just stop it or catch it before it goes that far, it's much easier and much less expensive.
Oh, yeah. Right? And you're certainly, you know, certainly it's expensive in terms of outlay, but it's also expensive in terms of our time.
Missed work
and
missed opportunities.
Know, right.
You know,
right.
you can't take care of your family. You're in the bed or you're in the hospital. Yeah. And so, yeah, that's missed time.
We don't do enough consideration and talking. It's right in your name, the Balanced Life Wellness Center. We don't do in our society, in our culture, we don't do enough consideration and talking about the importance of balance, do we?
Right. No, we don't. Yeah. In fact, a while ago, I read an article and I feel sorry for this man. I wanted to reach out and say, honey, but he wrote an entire article on how, that's a false and that you can't live a balanced life and that, you know, why it's not good to even strive to live a balanced life.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, because you need the chaos to keep you running and keep you going.
He's got himself, I'm sure, convinced of that.
Yeah, he definitely had himself convinced, and I felt sorry for the people who read his article and.
But, you know, if you think about it, that really is
that's the American
society.
Yeah, it really does.
The consumerist, you've got to go. We've got to produce more.
Go.
You know, we got to fight.
More.
Right. Yeah. You need that internal fight, that struggle, that something constantly to fight against and resist to keep you going and keep you motivated and keep you productive.
We just celebrated, our victory through the fight, the independence that we got here through struggle and strife, which is part of life, but... you know,
but it's not constant.
Not constant. Right. It's so important to,
you know, my mentor in biofield tuning, she has come to a place where she's, and I forget what she says to use instead, but I know that she says she absolutely hates the term battle for cancer.
Yes. Yeah, we got to be careful.
She hates it. And yeah, she offered up a solution, and I forget what that is right now.
Well, let's think about this. When we talk about the battle or the war against cancer.
How are you going to treat it?
Or the war on drugs.
Yes.
How has that worked out?
How has that worked out for us so far?
Yeah.
You know, it hasn't. And so when you are, you know, words are powerful, Lauren, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you go into something as horrible as cancer with the mind of, you know, I have to fight, I have to battle, I'm going
to
beat this thing, I've got
to
go to war with this cancer. You know, I understand where it got started from.
Sure.
I do. I understand the, you know, kind of the main thing. But those words are immediately putting your body into a state of fight or flight.
Right.
Well, and it's only fueling what's there in the beginning. I mean, because that's part of what cancer is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a cell that thinks it's alone, and so it's continuously multiplying and fighting.
It's fighting for you.
Its
it
life.
Is battling for
right.
you. Yeah.
And so then to go fight with fight, it's just adding fire.
It's adding fire to your nervous system, and you've got to figure out how to calm. You know, and I do have treatments in here, if the C word applies to you, that can help regulate, you know, that are just for cancer, but they mainly help in regulating that nervous system. So whatever protocol you're on, whatever you're doing, this would fit perfectly.
This can, you can keep doing that,
keep
and
doing
you can
that
enhance.
And come help your body relax and heal.
You talk about something called coherence, and it relates to balance, doesn't it?
But it's deeper and more powerful.
Okay.
So, you know, coherence is sound, and that's why it means, you know, sound mind, sound body. Mm-hmm. You're in a state of coherence.
Right.
So coherence encompasses balance and harmony and working for the best benefit. And so coherence, it goes, I think, much deeper than balance, because balance is just like, oh, you know, I'm standing up straight.
Balance
know,
is still
right.
very much a dualistic term.
Yeah.
Coherence to me is
brings
bringing
in
it.
This breath.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I am harmonic. I am in harmony in life in general.
To come back into balance, to come back into coherence, you don't have to wait. You can begin that process and you can feel the difference. I promise you that.
We can testify.
Lauren and I can both testify that you will feel the difference with, you know, and you'll feel the difference in the first session, but you'll certainly feel the difference after a couple
after
of sessions.
A few sessions.
Yeah, after
I
a
said
few
give
sessions.
Me 3 to 4.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Balanced Life Wellness Center, now is a great time to start. 617 East Kings Highway in Shreveport. You can check them out at thebalancedlife.us. You can call 318-726-2506. Come see Stacy at the Balanced Life Wellness Center. We'll be back. More strategies for living to come. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
And we're back. We're back at the Balanced Life Wellness Center, 617 Kings Highway in Shreveport. Welcome back into Strategies for a Living. You got to check this place out. You really do. I invite you to go online, thebalancedlife.us. You can kind of take a tour there. Mm-hmm. You can get a lot of questions answered. If you want to, you can even book your initial appointment.
Discovery session.
TheBalancedLife.us. Or you can pick up the phone and call 318-726-2506. Stacy Slaybaugh, what do you want to... We've put on, as we always do when we come and visit you, it's never enough time. An hour is never enough time. Yeah. But what do you want to leave us with today? What's the message that you really want people to take away from our time today?
Well, I would say just you don't have anything to lose, especially if you're feeling bad, if you want to be at the top of your game for your loved ones. So come experience what happens when your body, brain, and energy are in alignment. Mm.
The only thing that you would have a chance to lose is some stress.
Yeah. Exactly. And I do want to add real quick, I am for private sessions, I'm now usually booked to kind of going on 3 weeks out. So if you want to get in here and start experiencing things before you can get in maybe to a private session, then find a session and go to the Chi Life Center at the top tab and find a session that's offered on a regular basis and get in there and experience that.
Yeah, and I mean, phenomenal that experience would even be a phenomenal way to get yourself ready.
Just get yourself ready.
Absolutely. I encourage, and I've experienced, Lauren and I have experienced both.
It's incredibly
and
powerful.
It is. Yeah. It truly. You really have to experience it to know what we're talking about. Yeah. And it's so easy, thebalancedlife.us. And, you know, how many times in treatment do you get to go and feel like, hey, I'm resting
the whole time?
I might even fall asleep. There you go. Stacy, thank you so much. Lauren, thank you. Folks, thank you. We appreciate you tuning in to Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors who make it possible. One of them is the Balanced Life Wellness Center and the Robinson Film Center. And Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Stacy Slaybaugh. And for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for a Living.